Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Tech Ed Countdown Show. We are now T-minus 9 weeks away.
Single digits.
It's getting close. It's getting so close.
I know. Hotel confirmation, flight confirmation, I'm good. This is the most advanced I've ever been for being ready to attend Tech Ed. It's only taken me 9 years to get this far.
Only 9 years?
That's it.
And also session confirmation.
Yes.
So last week in our episode, we talked about the schedule builder is live as well as the content calendar, and that you should go out and fill out your schedule now.
Yep.
The benefit of doing the schedule builder for you guys who, and I saw some quotes, people asking, hey, I should hold off, or I'm going to hold off. Don't hold off in building that schedule and getting your priority of sessions. Super important, as we mentioned in last week's show, that you get that.
Planning,
not just for you, but also for us, so that we make sure that Rick and I don't end up in the janitorial closet.
And shameless plug as well, you know, Joey and I have a couple sessions in there too. If
yes.
you want to go in and, you know, add us just to see us. And we have more information on those coming up in a future episode. But you know what? A post came up again.
Another question in the forums.
Yes. We said the dates for Tech Ed, right?
All yeah,
right.
May 12th through the 15th.
Just in case you missed it. Another post came up in the forums for Tech Ed. We addressed this actually last time around with some of the session content. This one here was originally kicked off by Core Breach.
Yes.
But then if you scroll down, you actually see here that Rally Joe was asking some more questions specifically around, I used to go to MMS, what about the Tech Ed? Is there any things going on with regards to Tech Ed events? Are they being run by the marketing team? Is there less technical stuff that happens to be in there? I'm glad to see here that M. Pfeiffer went in and responded back saying, look at the content list. You can see the people that are there. You can see who is presenting, and you can see that they're all there too. But you know, I thought we'd shed a little bit of light on the selection process. What goes on? What do you think?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Rick, because he brings up kind of a common misnomer that Tech Ed is not a technical event, it's a marketing event. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a couple ways that we should address this. So first of all, now obviously this is the largest IT professional event that Microsoft does.
Absolutely.
So to some extent, we are obviously going to have announcements, and there is going to be some quote-unquote marketing in the keynote and some of the lower level sessions and intro sessions, mm-hmm. right? Intro sessions are not always marketing, right? That's one of the things. But you and I have been intimately involved, probably a little too involved sometimes,
yep.
According to our schedules, with the content selection process and really kind of making sure that we've got the right content for you, our technical audience, at the event.
So picture this. You've got yourself, so you've got this big, massive event. You've got a certain number of rooms and a certain number of time slots you have to be able to fill.
Correct.
And you also have to have breaks, and you have to have lunches and everything else like that, and social activities. So you have to fill that up with content, and so you have to divide that up amongst all the different people that have mm-hmm. requesting for slots. They then go ahead and they appoint someone that's in charge of that track of content.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in case you're wondering, the person that used to be in charge of the MMS event, as an example, mm-hmm. was in charge of wrangling the content for, I think, 3 or 4 different tracks. So
yes.
a big portion of what's inside Tech Ed was in there. The stakeholders that advise that individual, you and I were stakeholders on
yep,
it.
Yep, absolutely.
And we basically had to go through all the community nominated sessions, all the internal evangelist nominated sessions, the internal product team sessions, the internal marketing sessions, and basically had to be the stakeholders and the advocates of the audience to say,
including the submitted by our community sessions,
yes.
right?
We're the advocate to say, is this going to be good? Will this be valuable to the audience? And is it going to make sense at Tech Ed? And we had votes to be able to say yes or no about all the content that come up with a short list. That short list is then populated and circulated around again before it becomes final, and then eventually shows up inside what is known as the schedule builder.
Right.
So there are many, many eyes and lots of different levels of filtering and vetting, both internal to Microsoft and external to Microsoft, about those sessions. Not just submissions, but also vetting, does this make sense too?
One of the interesting things in the content development process, and you and I develop content quite often, is that content, particularly around certain topics, is going to actually flow from event to event,
yeah.
right? And get refined. So you'll often see similar sessions that were run when we were doing MMS, run again at Tech Ed with some changes and some tweaks. And then that then moves out to other events that Microsoft does, or even third party events.
Yeah, possibly over to Tech Ed Europe. It's going to be changed up and maybe done at Mac, or maybe done at SharePoint Conference, or maybe at Build. It depends on the content that's being done. And then the delivery of the person is obviously going to slightly tweak it for the audience that happens mm-hmm. to be there too, right? So you'll see stuff may have similar titles in the past and even at other conferences now. But it's always going to be, like, the way I like to explain this, if you want to go see Wally ILL at MMS, you'll see the same Wally doing an ILL at TechEd, and it'll be the same content that's there. So rest assured, if you see the speakers that are there, going to be rock solid content. I'm really looking forward to it. There's a lot of good stuff that's in there.
Rick and I have spent a ton of time actually working with this team to make sure that the content has the technical depth and has the topic areas that you guys want to see,
and
including
it's also,
our sessions.
And also appropriate for the audience. It's not just what Microsoft wants to say. It's what's appropriate for what you are all asking for.
Absolutely.
Well. And it's not just us. This is a big team.
There's a lot of smart people in these rooms when we talk about this stuff.
They actually get together and they actually have to share all the sessions amongst each other to make sure there's not as many duplicates that might actually end up popping up too as well, because you don't want to have the same topic being covered on the Azure side as well as on the data center side as well as on the PCIT side, because then that's wasted space. So we actually have to go through, it's a big room, it's a long meeting, it takes a whole day. And that last time it happened is during the Canadian-US women's final for hockey in the Olympics, and I was watching in the corner of the hockey game just while that was going on. So it's a big process, but it's done, it's there. The schedule will continue to evolve. So
yeah, absolutely.
We'll still be refined. There'll be some changes. There might be some additions as well. As well, the rooms are not assigned either. So we mentioned that's why you want to hold off on adding the ICS file to Outlook or do an Outlook sync, because you won't have room information just yet. But definitely go in the Schedule Builder, explore, mark your primaries for your different slots. Those probably won't change. Look for new ones that come out too. There's also normally a blog post that goes up closer to TechEd with new sessions being announced as they get added into the schedule.
We also take the feedback, as those of us who actually create sessions and build some of this content, we look to you for some of that feedback. So opens up the next topic area that we should talk about here, Rick, is there is a forum post, several forum posts that Denise has posted up on the Channel 9 forums, the TechEd North America forums, that talk about the various tracks and feedback and things that you want to see.
So scrolling down here, this happens for when we shot this particular video. This is showing up on the second page right now.
Yes.
As soon as someone posts to one of these guys, it will bump itself back up at the top of the page. But there's a track there specifically for phone and devices track, a people-centric IT track, office servers, data center infrastructure, basically covering all the major tracks that are there at TechEd.
And we love to get your feedback and things that you want to see for. We build out these abstracts and we have a good idea of the content, but if we can tweak and change it to exactly what you want to see, that's huge for us. So please participate in those.
Yep.
Again, it's channel9.msdn.com/forums. We'll put the link down below. We'll actually link out each one of these four topic areas so that you can very quickly click that. I'll take that action item. How's that?
You got that.
Action items on the video.
You got
it. Buddy. Last week, coming back to more questions that we've seen on forums and on Twitter, Brad Anderson did a Reddit Ask Me Anything.
Right.
So. And it was really cool kind of seeing what Brad had to say.
I was in the room. You were actually in LA at the time.
I was.
You were remotely watching the AMA as it was going on.
I was.
There were some technical difficulties that happened, unfortunately, with regards to how filters get kicked in, stuff like that for Reddit and things like that. So they all got worked out. They were added back on again, so it's there. It just didn't appear live as it was happening, unfortunately, because of those technical difficulties. But he's actually did a couple of really cool answers. Let me scroll down here, and
so
I'll find the one.
One of the questions that we get all the time, and I've seen this a few times, which is this rumor about TechEd going away, that this is going to be the last TechEd, those kinds of things. And Brad actually addressed that in his Ask Me Anything.
Right in here, you can take a look at this. If I zoom in just a little bit here. First of all, I love this one here. Can I get your autograph on my Zune at TechEd North America? And he actually said that might reduce the value of the Zune. But just beneath that,
almost like us signing anything, right?
You got it. There's been very strong rumors that TechEd will be ending in a couple of years. Any truth in that? And his response was very clear and succinct. I have no idea what that's coming from. Actually, TechEd, bringing Tech and MMS together shows just how much emphasis that we're putting on that particular event. As you mentioned, it is the largest IT pro-focused event, infrastructure type focused event that Microsoft produces every year. And so it's not going away.
Not going away. There's a couple of other things that Brad posted in his AMA. It's really interesting to go back through and read. You can kind of see his feelings on the keynote, how he feels before going out on stage, find out what his favorite sandwich is. Yes. So lots of cool things. We'll post a link to the AMA below in the video here, and you can take a look at it.
Is it true you introduced yourself as Anderson, Brad Anderson, for 2 months after the last TechEd keynote? Your response, yeah, that's true, but only around the house. So my kids got pretty annoyed with it.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
He's got a link to that on his blog. In the Cloud MSFT is his blog name on the TechNet platform. But also, if you just go to Reddit and search for Brad Anderson, you'll be able to find it. Some good tidbits and info that's in there.
Absolutely. I've got a question for you, my friend.
Yeah.
We have been pretty vocal when we do the TechEd Countdown show here about the fact one of the things that we love about TechEd is not just that technical depth content, the sessions and mind explosion because our brains are completely full, but also that community aspect. How do we connect? How do we network? Networking is probably my favorite part of TechEd. So I'm going to ask you, my friend, how do you connect to meet with people, to talk with people at TechEd, and then I'll take it one step further, even after the event, because I think we've got some fantastic things that occur even beyond the actual event in Houston, Texas.
So it brings up a very good point. I'll give you a hint, I'll give you a little trick. I wear the hat, we didn't even talk about this before. The hat actually is one way you can find me, because I like it when people come up and say, hi, how's it going, good stuff, and I get that when I'm at conferences, that's kind of cool. So that's my one little insider tip secret, is being able to be distinctive, that people can find you in a crowd of 10,000 people when you're physically at the event. But I just started going to TechEds again as a Microsoft employee, because I was based out of Canada, just recently, and you introduced me to the group that's called The Crew.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's K-R-E-W-E.
They were created before I was involved, and they basically embrace anybody with open arms that want to become part of this community. And it extends beyond just TechEd. It's almost that if you have a conference that's going on, you'll see some crew members saying, hey, any crew that happens to be at SharePoint conference, as an example.
Well, even today, I was looking on, they've got a Facebook page. I was looking on the Facebook group that you can request to join in, and they add you in once you're added in. There was a discussion today about doing clustering with Exchange and file servers and proper configuration. And I was really, really, I read it just before we came into the room to record this. I'm going to reply back. I love this group because it goes beyond just, you know, obviously there's a big social component of it and enjoying company and enjoying a few ice cold beverages at the event. I mean, technical knowledge that's there is fantastic.
I mean, it started off as a social, professional social, you know, where are the parties, what's going on, where people are at. That was ages ago. It's evolved into a professional networking group at TechEd and at other conferences. And it's also, as you mentioned, very much a community support of experts. When I'm having trouble with my EMC SAN, I post on The Crew and I say, help me out. And then people will come back and respond and give people different ideas. Their website, I believe, is iamcrew.org.
I believe so, yes.
iamcrew.org. It's out there. It's running on .NET Nuke, I do believe. I know the guy that looks after it, Mr. Shockley.
Yep.
A good friend of ours, member of The Crew, among others that also contribute to the site. They also happen to be big on the Twitters. And so I just thought I'd bring this up here. This is a Tweedium app that I use, and then what I do is I actually pin the different searches that I am interested in on the top up there. So one of them here is simply the user account, @TheCrew, K-R-E-W-E, is one way to be able to talk to those guys. But more interesting is simply the hashtag, where anybody will go through and basically go through and post a tweet that happens to be using The Crew inside of it, and you'll be able to see some good stuff. During the sessions, during event, during TechEd, this is pinned on my start screen for my phone.
Absolutely.
Whenever you know what's going on, I check there to find out what's going on.
So Twitter is really a big part of how we connect socially, even before the event and after the event. And of course, we can put our Twitter names up there as well. You can follow @TechEd_NA. A lot of IT guys may not have embraced Twitter. If you want to do that and get set up and get connected, this is the place to do it, the event to do it. So you can do it on Twitter. We also have Facebook, so you can interact with us on Facebook. The TechEd North America Facebook page, like it. There's a lot of communication that goes there, obviously our forums. But this whole community thing, look, you can find you with the hat, you can find me because I'm probably one of the tallest people there in the
hair. Tall with hair.
Yes, exactly. And really interact and engage. And my biggest tip, at lunchtime, go find somebody new, sit down at a new table, and meet some friends.
Yeah.
The way I look at it, and the way we handle this in Texas, is a stranger who's just a friend you ain't met yet. So that's kind of how we handle it. It's amazing the networking opportunities that we have here. Prior to the event, get involved in Twitter. get involved on our Facebook pages, start investigating the crew, join the crew. It's a fantastic group of people, and then it carries far, far beyond the event.
So from the Twitter perspective, as you mentioned, hashtag MSTechEd
is
the official one that everybody follows. It gets quite loud during the event, during the conference. Hashtag the crew, K-R-E-W-E, is the one. Hashtag. The crew is the one that basically spans the event even in perpetuity, specific to the crew. And obviously the user account at @signteched_NA. And if you have, like as you mentioned, if you haven't joined Twitter yet, it's a good time to start.
Absolutely.
Get used to it, and just start to see what people are talking about. Even if you just make your own comments all private and you just simply follow other people just to see what they're saying, those are good ones to be able to connect up with.
Yeah.
But it's in person as well as online. There's forum posts of people saying, hey, I'm coming from Canada. Hey, I'm coming from the Netherlands. Anyone else going down there?
Yep.
You'll see.
Any Swedes?
Yeah. There's a post that goes on there about impromptu higher ed meetups, people that work in the higher ed space. I just happened to stumble into one of their gatherings in a hallway a couple of years back, and I sat down and chatted with them because I happened to have an interest in higher ed and talking with them about stuff. So they were great. So the way you find out about those are on the Facebooks, on the Twitters, on the hashtags, and also through forum posts is a good way to find out about them as well, to see what your interests are and what happens to go on while you're there.
Kind of a hodgepodge. It's kind of a potpourri of information.
Potpourri,
that we have
I was going to call it a ragu, perhaps.
A ragu?
A ragu.
Okay, a
roux
works.
No, a roux doesn't work.
No, a roux, no. That
a ratatouille.
Hey!
A ratatouille. Of different things.
Fantastic stuff. We're getting there, man.
Yeah,
single digits, 9 weeks to go. Remember, interact with us. We talked about all the ways to interact. If you've got questions for us, ideas for future Countdown shows, make sure you interact with us here or on Twitter.
What's your Twitter handle?
I'm at Joey Snow.
And I'm at @RicksterCDN.
And we want to hear your information, because if there's something you want to know about for TechEd that we can cover on the Countdown show, we'll do it here like we've done with these forum posts. Keep posting in the forum. We will see you next week when we will be just 2 months away.
Oh, it's getting so close.
Awesome.
So close.
See you soon.